Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Warning. Persons listening to this show are exposed to the truth. This has proved to be deeply disturbing to liberals, sometimes causing mental disorientation and distraction. If you are a liberal and operating heavy equipment or are engaged in potentially life-threatening activity, be forewarned. Pastor Scheidbach is about to make you mad. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, my dear friends. I'm Jerry Scheidbach, Brain Masseur. I am working through the flu. But like the famous motto of the Postal Service, neither rain nor fog nor flu. Oh boy, Lord, help me. Good thing my brain massage is done by remote. Through the radio, no fear of contagion, my friends. Let's get ready for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
They are coming for our guns. Hey, do you remember back in 08 how hard the Obama campaign labored to assure us that Obama and Biden did not want to take away our guns? Biden told us he owns two guns. Hey, Karen McBride, maybe you should print Biden's home address in your newspaper. Biden said, quote, if he, and he's referring to Obama, tries to fool with my Beretta, he's got a problem, end quote. Oh, Biden, he's just such a tough guy, you know, almost sounded like a Charlton Heston moment, you know, when they pry my gun from my cold, dead hands. Yeah, right, Biden. Compared to Charlton Heston, yeah. Anyway, that's back in the 2008 campaign. He said, quote, I guarantee you Barack Obama ain't taking my shotguns, end quote. Ooh, tough guy. He warned the crowd that, quote, they're going to start peddling that to you, end quote, and that y'all should not, quote, buy that malarkey, end quote. So it was malarkey to think Obama would come after our guns, yeah? And old Joe Biden made it clear. No way is Obama going to get his guns. And now, Biden has been charged with the task of finding ways to take away our guns, to restrict our Second Amendment rights, to infringe on our right to keep and bear arms. Quote, ramping up meetings with key groups of the gun control debate, end quote, as NBC News reporter Kerry Dan and Ali Weinberg put it. Vice President Joe Biden warned us that usurper president is, quote, determined. He wouldn't call him usurper president, I did. But he said, quote, that he is determined to take action, end quote. Yeah. And he said, quote, if our actions result in saving only one life, they're worth taking, end quote. Really? So, quote, if only one life is saved, end quote, are you buying into that malarkey? This is precisely the sort of argument that tracks with liberals, progs, you know, the low information voter. Whatever you want to call them, the 43% of Americans who have been so dumbed down, they believe anything Obama tells them. Or that any stranger says to them who's handing them a candy bar and inviting them to ride in the back of their van. Leading them to Pleasure Island where they'll be made into donkeys that serve the masses' wishes. And it's a most ridiculous argument. Think about it. If only one life is saved from their gun control efforts, that will make it all worthwhile. First of all, it is simply not true that gun control saves lives. It doesn't. Gun control doesn't save lives. Gun control has cost lives. The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun every time. If you outlaw guns, only outlaws have guns, and you make the people vulnerable to predators who can then easily overpower them. You know, ask that mother in Georgia who hid herself and her children in a closet when Paul Ali Slater broke into her house. They listened from within the closet as he rummaged about the house, but when he opened the door of the closet where she was hiding with her children, she let him have it with her .38 pistol. Yeah, fired 6 times, hit her mark 5, not bad. Obviously, Paul Ali Slater was unable to harm her or her children because she had a gun in her hand. I'm very glad we don't know whether or not Paul Ali Slater would have attempted or succeeded at killing this dear mother and her children. I'm glad we don't know that. I'm glad she did not wait to find out. You see, the point is, don't break into any of the houses on that list in the newspaper because you just might get your head blown off. Piers Morgan, a Briton transplant to America, has made something of a splash with his recent tirades against America's love for their guns. If you hold up the Constitution and wave it in the face of Piers Morgan, he's likely to say, he's likely to dismiss it as your little book. Yeah. So what he thinks about our Constitution. He is always crowing about how the homicide by gun rate in Britain is so much lower than in America. Joel McDermott, a blogger called Sodahead, cute, came up with a cute appellation for Morgan, called him America's favorite gun control. Emphasis on the word troll. Yeah. Let's finish out. Call him Con Troll, because he's a con artist, all right? Always trying to pull the UK con on us, like the troll that he is. Anyway, as you probably know, Britain has some of the most restrictive laws prohibiting gun ownership, really, in the whole world. I mean, among so-called free nations. Piers Morgan of CNN spouts Britain's official claim of only 39 gun murders in England and Wales in 2011. So, you see, right there, you have it. Gun control reduces the number of murders by guns, right? Wrong. You see, socialist countries like England and America control the formal statistics. Well, okay, we're not quite that bad yet, but we're moving in that direction. However, Britain continues to allow enough freedom of speech, for the present at least, until the Muslims take over completely. So there is at present enough freedom of speech so that, quote, top police bodies in England have repeatedly warned that crime figures are being manipulated to reduce the number of recorded crimes and that, quote, the recorded crime level bore no resemblance to the actual amount of crime being committed, end quote. The Inspectorate of Constabulary admitted that the differences between American and English methods of reporting homicides results in this, that, quote, comparisons of U.S. homicide rates with British homicide rates is a sham, end quote, their words. In a British paper called The Telegraph, headlines, quote, gun crime 60% higher than official figures, end quote. Now, the first paragraph in that article, quote, the true level of gun crime is far higher than the government admits in official statistics. It can be revealed, end quote. And this in that article, quote, data provided to the Sunday Telegraph by nearly every police force in England and Wales under freedom of information laws show that the number of firearms incidents dealt with by officers annually is 60% higher than figures stated by the Home Office, end quote. So you might take heart in this. We are not the only people governed by a pack of liars for leaders. Here are the facts first. Violent crime in general has skyrocketed in Britain since its gun ban. Two, or second, gun crime in Britain was already low in Britain before the gun ban. And then three, gun crime has actually increased in Britain since the gun ban. And finally, America's violent crime rate in general has actually decreased as gun ownership has increased. And contrast this to Switzerland, where virtually everyone owns and knows how to use a gun. Switzerland is, quote, routinely ranked as one of the safest countries in Europe, end quote. Folks, gun bans don't reduce violent crime. They only make innocent people more vulnerable to the predators. Hey, Piers, gun control has never reduced violent crime in Britain. Neither has it reduced gun crime. In fact, gun crime soared in England by at least 35% last year. So, first of all, Mr. Biden, you said, quote, if our actions result in saving only one life, they're worth taking, end quote. That statement is a sham because your efforts to save lives by gun control will cost lives, not save them. So if only one life is lost through your efforts, what then, Mr. Biden? What about the first time a child is murdered in a closet by an intruder, by the likes of a Paul Ali Slater? Will you stand before the nation and apologize that your gun control measures resulted in the death of a mother and her children? What about the lives that are saved by the lawful use of guns in home defense? So first of all, the premise is simply wrong. You don't save lives by gun control. You cost lives. You see, Jesus knew what he was talking about when he told us, Bible Thump Alert, that you'd better get a sword because I'm going to be gone. And as that would apply to us, you'd better have a gun. Nevertheless, the fact remains that there are occasions when the presence of a gun results in the loss of innocent life. It does happen. There are occasions when, if the gun had not been there, a life in that instance would have been saved or would not have been taken. Of course, when this is weighed against the great number of innocent lives that are saved by guns, and the fact that if you outlaw guns in order to save the few who die from accidental shootings or cases like Sandy Hook, by the way, which it is doubtful a gun law would have thwarted that heinous act in any event. Nevertheless, granted, you might save one or two lives at the expense of hundreds of others. But what about that kind of thinking? That sort of narrow-focused thinking that looks only at one specific case and says, boy, if a gun hadn't been there in that specific case, then this or that life would have been spared. Well, isn't that life worth it? God deliver us from the simple-minded voter. Oh, think, man, think! First of all, those advocating this sort of argument represent the purest form of hypocrisy combined with hubris, arrogance. First, let's challenge these hypocrites to apply this to their beloved King Alcohol, shall we? It is fitting that we remember prohibition in this particular debate and the left's hatred. Actually, you could say the country's near universal hatred of prohibition. Remember that one? That was the law that prohibited the manufacture for sale and transportation of alcohol. No, prohibition did not make drinking alcohol illegal, nor did it make the production of it for personal use illegal. It only prohibited the manufacture for sale and the transportation of alcohol across state lines, you pack of liars. But remember, hated, despised, virtually universally shunned prohibition. I say it's fitting that we consider prohibition in this debate because Obama is on record, folks, saying he would favor a ban on, quote, the manufacture, sale, and possession of handguns, end quote. So he wants prohibition on handguns. All right, then let's look at the alcohol statistics, shall we? According to 2000-2001 statistics compiled by Narcanon, Southern California, that's a drug rehab center, alcohol is involved in 50% of all driving fatalities. So doesn't it stand to reason if alcohol had been banned, perhaps at least one of these fatalities would have been averted? Huh? Or A? In the United States, someone is killed in an alcohol-related traffic accident about every 30 minutes. Every 30 minutes. Now, accounting for those who would perhaps find a way to drink and drive anyway, even if there was prohibition, just like we must account for those who will break any gun control law and use a gun to commit a violent crime anyway. Isn't it equally true that at least one life would have been saved if alcohol was banned? And you who are thinking know that there are hundreds of examples you can use where if you banned vehicles altogether, maybe one or two lives would be spared. This is nonsensical reasoning. Over 15 million Americans are dependent on alcohol. Do you know that 500,000 are between the ages of 9 and 12? Now, how many of these would be spared the ravages of the destructive influence of alcohol addiction if only we had prohibition? 4 in 10 criminal offenders report alcohol as a factor in violence, but nobody is calling for a ban or a prohibition of the manufacture for sale and the transportation and use of alcohol. Huh? But they're after your guns. When guns kill fewer than does alcohol. Yet no one's calling for the return of prohibition. The simple-minded stupidity of the argument that, quote, if only one life is saved, end quote, is exceeded only by the hypocrisy of those who use it. Finally, is it true that we should willingly forfeit our liberty if it means that even one life would be saved by doing so? I want you to think about that because that's where this tends. How many lives would have been saved if those who were against slavery had been willing to allow the deprivation of liberty to a certain group of people in order that at least one life could be saved? You dolt, how many lives were given up in Gettysburg alone in the effort to emancipate the slaves? Why not just let Germany go ahead and enslave the German people and wipe out all the Jews they wanted to? Right? How many American lives would have been spared if we had stayed out of that war? Quote, if only one life had been spared at the cost of liberty, would it have then been worth it? This is among the most outrageously foolish and simple-minded arguments imaginable. And so it should not surprise us it comes from the mouth and mind of Joe Biden, the man that usurper President Obama has put in charge of finding ways to infringe further upon your Second Amendment rights. I'll be right back.
How to know if you are a lights-on or a lights-off listener. If you find yourself suddenly feeling like someone turned on a bright light inside your head, and this is followed by a sense of euphoria, described by some as a feeling that you have just been enveloped into the warm and comforting embrace of the truth, then you are a lights-on listener. However, if you experience sudden bursts of rage, uncontrolled trembling of the lower lip, sweaty palms, and mental disorientation, then you are definitely a Lights Off listener. Now that you know what symptoms to look for, call 888-770-8000 and leave your message. Is it lights on or lights off? Call 888-770-8000. The pastor is ready to receive your message. Your brain massage will continue in a moment. Have you ever complained against the White House and the House of Congress for despising our laws, showing contempt for our Constitution, and turning their back on our founding values and beliefs? Does it seem the Lord has forsaken the people's houses? And by the way, how's your house doing? Perhaps there is another house you should think about, the house of God, the church, which according to Jesus is the pillar and ground of the truth. He told us not to forsake the house of God. Have you? How long has it been since your family gathered with God's people in His house? God can fix the White House and the House of Congress and your house too. But remember, He begins with His own house. Every great revival has begun with a return to the house of God. God will return to our houses when we return to His. Lighthouse Baptist Church invites you to join us in the house of God this Sunday. Call 805-347-9887 or go to santamarialighthouse.org for more information. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com for an archive of great brain massage shows that you can download and distribute to others free of charge. If you want to give us a gift to help with broadcasting costs, go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and click on the donate button or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Love him or hate him, the brain masseur is going to make you think. The Brain Massage Show radiates the mind with truth, releasing thought antibodies that attack and destroy lies. Stay tuned. The Brain Masseur is ready to massage your brain.
Hello, I'm Jerry Schaubach, Brain Masseur, and Paul Revere's Lantern Lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberty. Folks, forgive me, I'm working through the flu here today, so I hope I don't sound too distracted, or I hope you're not hearing me the way I hear myself with my ears all plugged up. Obama does not think you have a right to bear arms, even in the protection of your own home from criminal invasion. Did you know that? His anti-gun position is almost as radical as his pro-abortion position. And his anti-gun position was well known as Illinois State Senator, where that body desired to provide an exception to the strident handgun restrictions in Illinois, wanting to relax the restrictions to allow citizens to use a handgun in the defense of their own homes. Obama opposed this legislation, even though a vast majority of even his own peers supported it. So he's a committed ideologue to this issue, let me tell you. He thinks you don't even have a right to use a handgun to protect your own personal safety and your own home. Now, this is back in 2004, which, as one astute blogger noted, is hardly ancient history. You see, these are the things gun owners were concerned about when Obama was running for president in 2008. And this is the Obama record that Obama was attempting to cover up in his warnings in 08 that the opposition was going to attempt to make it out that Obama was going to come after our guns. And he called all of that malarkey, remember? And now we're faced with an illegal president threatening to use the power of the executive to infringe upon our right to keep and bear arms. You think I'm kidding? If you think that, you're not paying attention. Joe Biden has made it clear. He said, quote, "The president is going to act. There are executive orders, executive action that can be taken," end quote. That was January 9, 2013. According to Alan Gottlieb, executive vice president of the Second Amendment Foundation, quote, "Obama admitted to Sarah Brady that he plans on sneaking a slew of anti-gun laws through via executive order," end quote. Now, this illegal, unconstitutional president is attempting to dismantle the Constitution he swore to uphold. But I guess an oath to Allah doesn't mean anything. Wait till I bring you up to speed on Obama's links to the Muslim Brotherhood and his recent love fest with Morsi, president of Egypt, who once said Jews are descended from apes and pigs. Oh yeah, but for now, back to gun control. So our illegal president, alleged, has an array of options set before him to use executive privilege to countermand the Constitution. First, he plans to use the power of executive order to increase federal fees on guns and ammunition, to ban guns that are imported, to extend waiting periods, to ban the use of guns on all government property, and make it, get this, and to make it illegal to own a gun if you smoke tobacco products. I don't have time to stop explaining to you how that works, but, oh man, I know it's getting tense out there, my friends. Wyoming, Montana, Utah, and Tennessee have all passed state legislation effectively saying anyone attempting to enforce federal gun ban laws in their state will be prosecuted. In one case, with a fine of up to $2,000 and imprisonment of up to 2 years. In other words, these states are lining up against Obama's illegal gun grab. Do you have any sense of what's developing in this country right now? We have a president whose actions regularly provoke several states to rebel and declare their intent to refuse or countermand his leadership. I mean, this is huge. Nothing like this has developed, on this level at least, since the period leading up to the Civil War. Krauthammer warns us that a move by Obama to confiscate guns in this country will almost certainly trigger civil war. And Obama will do all he thinks he can get away with, folks. Oh, yeah. If he thinks he has enough public support for his agenda, he'll push it through. And by sufficient public support, look, I don't mean a majority of Americans. Remember Obamacare. He only needs enough support so that there won't be a massing in the streets of Washington of millions of protesters demanding his impeachment and removal from office. And he can handle a great deal of unrest. Yeah, he'll even let public unrest come to a simmer like he did with the Obamacare issue. But he still pushed it through. Only if civil unrest begins to boil over in, now listen, peaceful protest, will he then back down. Let me explain. If it comes to a boil in angry mob-like actions, threatening and so forth, he'll have exactly what he needs to declare martial law that many thinks he's gaming for, and to call out the troops and start mowing down Americans like the dictator, like the dictator he is in his heart, and that he hangs with all of his dictator friends around the world. No, the only thing Obama fears, really, is millions massing in peaceful protest. Can't do anything about that. Massing and concentrating their protests at him personally and directly, calling for him to be impeached and removed from office. That's what he fears. If he sees that developing, he'll back off just enough to bring it all back to a simmer. America, you have really messed up by allowing this man to be president. The appointments he's going to make to the Supreme Court during his term, if he gets the opportunity, other appointments he'll make, the appointments he's already making, something I'm putting some material together, we'll be looking at together later, a few weeks. All of this is going to eat away at your liberties for years to come. And the only way to stop it is if you mass in peaceful protests in numbers so huge the Washington elite cannot ignore it. And then take further action through your voting. And so that you overwhelm voter fraud and get voter fraud cleaned up. But I don't know, do we have enough such God-fearing patriots today? You know that if 343,000 some odd votes had gone the other way, spread out over the states and in certain key states and so on, that the election would have gone another way? If you don't understand that's well within the margin of voter fraud, you're not up to what's going on in voter fraud. Voter fraud is the problem right now that needs to really get a lot of our attention. But do we have enough such God-fearing patriots to look, if instead we have leaders who try vain things to stop him. For example, someone out there is attempting to use a provision in the health care law, aka Obamacare, to stop Obama from using executive privilege to infringe upon our Second Amendment rights. Folks, this is so frustrating. Are you out of your mind? You want that law repealed. You don't want to make it the foundation of an argument against gun control? Are you crazy? Look, why don't you use the Constitution? Isn't that enough? Use the Constitution. Insist upon your rights that are acknowledged in the Constitution. Wave your Constitution in their faces. Let them ridicule you and your little book. Bless God, it's a legal affirmation of the government's promise to protect and not infringe upon our unalienable rights. It's a breach of the promise of government to the people. In fact, that's what is needed. We need to mass by a few million on Washington. Every one of us carrying our pocket constitution, waving it at a rally that declares loud and clear that we reaffirm the principles of the Declaration and reassert our Bill of Rights. By the way, with priority given to the first 10, so that any interpretation of any succeeding amendment that contradicts or constrains or infringes upon our liberties acknowledged in the first 10 must be considered void and illegal. America, I'll get into that with you later on. America, you need to rise up and defend your rights under God. I mean, really, do you think that Boehner and the wimps of the GOP are going to stand up against this crowd and protect your rights? Don't you expect them to do as they've done with the budget and just, you know, dance around the issue, do some window dressing, talk a big game, but at the end of the day, sell us out? You know, really, I should say, in all fairness, we often chastise these guys for wimping out on us. But at the same time, I wonder sometimes how much support they actually get from the general population. At the bottom line, friends, it really is we the people. If we don't mass and concentrate our efforts to stop Obama, the loudmouth minority he leads is going to trample our rights right into the ground. Bible thump alert, Bible thump alert! Quote, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. End quote, Matthew 5:13. Are you listening? Look, Jesus planted his church in this earth to be the pillar and ground of the truth. And by the way, that's exactly what Lighthouse Baptist Church is. It's a pillar in this community. It stands for truth. Taking God's truth, the sword of the Spirit, and attacking the lies of the enemy that blind men's minds in bondage. Now, I'm telling you folks, there is not much savor in the salt out there these days. Most Christians, it seems, even those who call themselves conservative Christians, are infected with so much liberal malarkey, they are almost totally ineffective as salt in the land. The salt has lost its savor. And we're about to be turned into the street to be trodden under the foot of these men. You know, until we return to the house of God, the pillar and ground of the truth, we're not going to have the moral integrity God will honor with spiritual power sufficient to overcome the current strength of the spirit of Antichrist that rails in the children of disobedience against the rule of Christ in this earth. Don't you understand that? Jesus said, quote, Bible thump alert, quote, and he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one, end quote. Now that's the basis of our religious right to own a gun for self-defense and the inalienable rights endowed to us by God of life and liberty. By extension, necessarily include the right and the responsibility to protect life and liberty. And, you know, God's people are his sheep, but we're not their sheep. And we better make it very clear to this world that we are God's sheep, not theirs, to be slaughtered by them or herded by them. We are priests and kings unto God, children of the King, endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Man, I hope you have ears to hear and will rally to the standard, responding to the chief shepherd's call. I mean, you better wake up and stand up for your rights. Now, I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You call and let me know if you see that they are on. Call me at 1-888-770-8000. That's 1-888-770-8000 and leave a message for me in our listener response hotline. When you call, you say lights on if you agree and lights off if you disagree. Or you can write me by email by going to our website, thebrainmassageshow.com. Again, that's all lowercase, one word, thebrainmassageshow.com. And click on the Contact Us button, follow the prompts. This is a great way for my podcasters to make contact with the brain masseur. So call me today or write me today. Lights on or lights off. Want to hear from you. God bless you. God save America. And I'll see you in church.
Ask 100 churchgoers what connects them to their church and you'll get many different answers. Most, however, would not mention truth as their number one concern. Why? For many, church is about opportunities for socializing or family tradition, and the issue of truth is taken for granted. There's something wrong when a nation boasts 78% of the population is born again, with many of the largest churches in history, and yet we are in a moral freefall, and Christianity is increasingly held in contempt. Think about it. Pastor Scheinbach is charging the gates of hell. Don't leave him hanging. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com to make a donation or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. For a complete brain massage experience, tune in Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. and go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com. The Brain Masseur is preparing to massage your brain with stimulating insights.